The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Big news today in the political world, and I don't know enough about it to make a lot of comments. So I will just pass on what's being reported, all right? And something I told my kids all the time they were growing up, if you don't know what you're talking about, don't talk about it, okay? Good advice. If you don't know what you're talking about, don't talk about it. And if you do talk about it and you don't know what you're talking about, at least admit it. So this is big news being reported from all of the major networks. And again, I don't know enough details to reach any conclusions or editorialize or whatever. But according to a brand new book by Bob Woodward and a guy named Costa, you know, Bob Woodward, All the President's Men, blew the whistle on Watergate with Nixon and so forth. Yeah, he's still around writing books. Well, in his new Bob Woodward book, he is saying, this doesn't mean it's true, that General Milley, the head of the Pentagon that we have seen, you know, with news conferences and so forth because of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, during the days surrounding the January 6th rally and then later riot. And we need to separate the two. If you're objective at all, you need to separate the two. There was the rally. The estimates have been 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. President Trump spoke at the rally. A whole bunch of other people did. And then after the rally, the riot at the Capitol building and the breach of the Capitol building and so forth. All right. Around that time, General Milley, who is the top military official in the country, feared that Trump was mentally unstable and he could go rogue and he could launch a nuclear attack on China. And because of that, he took things into his own hands, huddled the top military advisors together, took control of the nation's nuclear capabilities, and even contacted the communist Chinese government and said, our president's a little whack job, and we're a little afraid that he could fire nuclear missiles at you, but I just want you to know, we're not going to let him do that. And if he would even try, we would let you know so that you would be able to defend yourself and send nuclear missiles against us. That is the report. Now, if it is true, is that treason? If that, it's obviously unconstitutional. The president is the commander in chief. Now, we have the 25th Amendment, that if the president of the United States is mentally or physically incapable of serving, you can evoke the 25th Amendment and remove him. You know, so we have a constitutional means of dealing with a rogue president or a sick president. Well, evidently, General Milley bypassed the constitutional and legal measures and went behind the president's back and even communicated with probably our worst enemy on planet Earth, the communist Chinese, and was conspiring with China against our president. Now, it's going to be absolutely fascinating to see how this plays out. Republicans, and I think anyone who is a true constitutionalist, are going to want his head on a platter. Milley, they're going to want his resignation immediately. What he did was unconstitutional and could be considered treason. Behind the back of the commander-in-chief, made plans with our enemies? So almost all Republicans and certainly constitutionalists, hardcore Democrats who hate Trump, will say, well, he did what was necessary. He should be given a medal. He's a hero. We all know that Donald Trump was a total whack job and he could have saved the world from a nuclear conflagration. So it's going to be interesting how this all shakes out. One thing is certain. The Biden administration, Joe Biden, is not going to request General Milley's resignation or not even a slap on the wrist. So now again, Bob Woodward has not always been truthful in his books. He has unveiled some blockbuster stories through his career, but he has also, been less than truthful. So we'll see. But it is a big, big, big story. And it's interesting, CNN is all over it. This is the big number one headline on CNN.com right now. After the Capitol attack, senior U.S. military officer took secret action to limit Trump's ability to order a nuclear strike. New book by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa says. Okay, Fox is reporting it also. But what's interesting is CNN is not reporting one word about the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearings with Secretary of State Blinken. Not one word, at least not that I can find. And that's big news as well. When you have the Democratic chairman telling the Secretary of State that our withdrawal was fatally flawed, and that's a direct quote. But that would not look good for Biden, so obviously CNN is going to bury it. But the story about Milley could, depending on how you look at it, make Trump look bad, so obviously they'll be all over that. So that's a big story. I mean, it really is. It should be a big story. Where will it go? What will happen? In today's political environment, it is really hard to predict. He should be fired. He should be fired. Even for the people who think, well, he did the right thing. Well, you may think he did the right thing, but it was unconstitutional. He violated his oath to the Constitution of the United States as our top U.S. military leader. He should be fired. It's possible he should be court-martialed. Not going to happen. But we'll see. All right, we'll take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877 877- 262-5483.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, 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 if you have a spare $200 million lying around your house and you don't have other plans, you could possibly go into orbit. Yeah, this, okay, you may not find this fascinating. I find it absolutely fascinating. Tomorrow, weather willing, four people will blast off into space and will orbit the Earth for 3 days. Yeah, that's not that unusual. We've been orbiting people around the Earth for many, many, many years. Well, this is the first time in history all of those on board are non-astronauts. They are civilians. They are millionaires, billionaires, gazillionaires who have paid. The mission that's going to launch from Cape Canaveral in Florida sometime. There's a large window between 8:02 p.m. and 1:02 a.m. Eastern time from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. These four individuals are not in any way professional astronauts. They're going to strap themselves into a capsule produced by SpaceX. 200-foot-tall SpaceX rocket. They will achieve 17,500 miles per hour when they insert themselves, or they're inserted. I don't think any of them are going to fly this thing. I think it's going to be all computer controlled. I don't think anybody's going to be a pilot. I think they're just along for the thrill, just for the ride. But, quote, the three-day journey will see the quartet free-flying through Earth's orbit, whipping around the planet once every 90 minutes while the passengers float, buoyed by microgravity, and take in panoramic views of our home planet. To cap off the journey, the spacecraft will dive back into the atmosphere for a fiery re-entry and splashdown off the coast of Florida. Yep. People have dreamed of this for years and years and years. Now, this is not the first time that civilians have traveled into space. The space shuttle program. Probably the most famous was Krista McAuliffe, the teacher who died in the Challenger tragedy. She was not a professional astronaut. She was a teacher, but she flew with other astronauts. Some millionaires have bought rides on the Russian Soyuz spacecraft. But again, they were traveling with trained astronauts, and they were along for the ride. But this is the very first time in history that four civilian non-astronauts will go into orbit around the Earth. Quote, the mission has been billed as the beginning of a new era of space travel in which average people, rather than government-selected astronauts, and the occasional deep-pocketed adventurer curry the mantle of space exploration. Troy and I have talked about this often. What our grandkids and our great grandkids are going to experience. Now, Joy and I are in our very, 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 very early 70s. Okay? We are young. But sometimes I think about what I have seen in my lifetime. I'm not old enough to predate television, but I do predate color television. I remember black and white. That was it. I remember we were the first people in our neighborhood to get a color TV. And the thing I remember most about the only thing that was in color were the cartoons, because I guess because they were animated and they were easier to broadcast than color cameras for live broadcast. So when we first got our very first color TV, about the only thing that was on color were the cartoons, and we sat and the neighbors came over to watch color TV. I remember that. I remember the pagers, the beepers. Oh, my goodness, what an advancement in technology. That little thing you could put on your belt and somebody could call it. I remember that. I remember the first cell phones. I remember the bag phones. I mean, you carried around this big bag and this monster battery, but it was cutting edge. I worked at Douglas Aircraft for a time, and our mainframe computer covered an entire city block, just the computer, nothing else, just the computer. The building, it took a city block size building to house our mainframe computer. My cell phone has probably 100 times more memory and computing ability than that computer that took up an entire city block. Satellite technology, satellite radio. And I, with the advancements technologically that I have seen in my lifetime, I cannot imagine what my great-grandchildren. I think it's very possible that if they wanted to and were able, one of my great-grandchildren could possibly go to the moon. Yeah, I really do believe that we will colonize. I don't know about Mars, but I believe we will colonize the moon. But anyway, four people tomorrow, first time ever, a billionaire, a cancer survivor, a geologist, and a raffle winner. Yeah, 42-year-old Chris Zimbrowski. He is an employee at Lockheed Martin, former camp counselor at Alabama's famed space camp. He won his seat through a raffle by donating to St. Jude Children's Hospital. The others are millionaires, billionaires, whatever. But this 42-year-old aircraft employee, he's going into space because he won a raffle because he donated to St. Jude Children's Hospital. That's going to happen tomorrow. This kind of stuff fascinates me. And this is the beginning. This is the beginning of citizens traveling in space. I read about this kind of stuff when I was in junior high school. I'm actually living long enough to see it come to pass. Fascinating stuff.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.